Good afternoon, everybody. You're listening to the Life Enthusiast Co-op Podcast, restoring vitality to you and to the planet. I'm your co-host, Scott Patton, along with Martin Patella. Hey, Martin, how are you doing today?
Good day, Scott. Thank you for asking.
Awesome. It's a sunny day here.
I'm glad for you. I'm always feeling more cheerful when the sun is shining on me.
Yeah, me too. So we've been going through some health education, and we've been talking about water and essential fatty acids and enzymes, and we're going to do something a little bit different today. We're going to talk about a product that has
all of that.
And I think actually it was really interesting when we decided to talk on this, because I just recently bought those little one liter boxes of drink, and it was made from this particular product, and it had a really interesting nutty. The reason I bought it was I bought the chocolate flavor one because I thought, oh, chocolate milk, right? This would be better than milk, but it had a big thing on it that said new improved taste. So I thought, well, okay, I'll give it a try. And then I bought one of the regular, I don't think it's unsweetened and there's no flavor to it, right? No flavoring in it. It's just the natural flavor, because that's what I like to use on my cereal. And what we're talking about, everybody, is hemp seed and the hemp oil that comes from it. And it's just an absolutely amazing, as we've done a little research on it, absolutely amazing little product. And so I think maybe what we should start off with, Martin, is just talking about the hemp seed. You know, it's nature's perfect food. And why is that?
Right. Well, there are a few nature's perfect foods out there, and entire cultures have been built on that. You know, in the tropics, for instance, you have the coconut and the palm tree, coconut oil and the meat and you can use just this one thing, and an entire island culture is built on just that thing. In the European culture, in the sort of mild weather latitudes, that plant was the hemp. It was the most universal provider of so many things. You know, the fiber was used for making rope and also for making sails and shirts and pants. I mean, it's a little coarse, so it's a bit rough, but it's very strong and can be used for making fabrics.
Right.
And then the protein from it is so nourishing that you don't actually have to be eating a meat-based diet to get all the nutrients you need. We will talk about that in just a little moment. And, the seed is very rich in oil, and the oil has just the perfect balance of the fatty acids in it. And the seeds are beautiful tasting, nice and rich. You know, you can just...
They're very nutty.
By the looks of it, they look a lot like sunflower seed, but they have a more intense flavor than that. Yeah. But anyway, so the hemp itself, you know, the plant, I mean, it has been, of course, maligned and vilified for its cousin, that's the opiate-generating hemp, you know, from which you can make, you can either smoke the buds or you can make hash oil out of it, right? So the hashish and all of that and all the addictions and... Yes, that's the cousin of the hemp that we're talking about here. The hemp that we're discussing is the food grade hemp that's of zero THC, that does not trigger any drug tests, does not get you high, does not get you stoned. It's just a source of food as good as sunflower. Actually, better. Anyway, so you were heading into saying this is the perfect food. Mm-hmm. And it is that for many reasons. One of them is the makeup of the fat. You know, when you take the hemp seed oil, you can look at the profile of the hemp oil and compare it to oil coming out of walnut or flax or canola or soybean.
Or even olive oil, which is another one that's supposed to be good.
Yeah, olive oil's good. The interesting thing is that we're in this society, in the westernized industrial world, we're very much deficient in omega-3s. Omega-3s are the types of essential fatty acids that are responsible for controlling the inflammation in the body. If you don't get enough of the omega-3s, the inflammation just rises terribly.
Oh, I see.
I remember the story we gave a little earlier in one of our podcasts where the farmer was feeding his hogs, I think it was coconut oil.
That's right,
And the hogs were getting skinny.
Yep.
Well, they were getting a couple of these fatty acids out of the coconut oil. Here you can get those same fatty acids out of the hemp oil. The gamma-linolenic, the GLA, and the alpha-linolenic, the ALA. Those are the acids that are responsible for keeping us slim. So we need to figure out some way to get a lot of that in our bodies. When we do,
right. We
actually maintain optimal weight.
That's really cool.
Yes. Why wouldn't you want to eat food that's going to keep you skinny, right?
Exactly. That kind of makes it easy.
Yeah. Yeah, naturally. The more you eat, the skinnier you get.
So this is found in hemp, and it's found in flax seed oil.
Yes.
Right?
And yes, it's found in those two, and it's found in walnut oil and soybean oil as well.
But not as much.
Not as much. The big thing with the hemp is that it has this large content of the gamma-linolenic acid. And if you look that up, you'll get that it's the rich anti-inflammatory properties without the side effects of other anti-inflammatory drugs. So it's great for autoimmune disorders, arthritis, eczema, PMS, those type of things.
Any of those sort of things that happen.
Yeah.
The other thing that hemp is high in is the omega-6s.
That's right. Yes, and that's an important word to be said. Omega-6 oils are the ones that that are helping you get a lot of energy. I'm actually going to look it up. That's the stuff that you get out of fish oils and those type of things, right?
Right, right.
I'm just trying to look up exactly so I don't misquote it. The Mediterranean diet is made up of healthier and more appropriate balances between omega-3s and omega-6 fats. The American diet has too much omega-6 in relation to omega-3. So if you're a meat eater, you're too heavy on omega-6. But if you're a vegetarian, you're too heavy or you don't have enough of them.
Right.
So the hemp seed has the correct balance of it. So you can be a vegetarian and enjoy a good balance of these fatty acids.
Interesting. So the other thing, too, is like there's the hemp oil, but there's also the hemp nut.
Right.
And I thought that was quite interesting because it's quite high in protein.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you can take a scoop of that and live on it. Again, it's a great food for vegetarians.
Yes, because oftentimes vegetarians have a problem getting as much protein as they'd like.
Right, or getting enough calories. I mean, they're so skinny, you can just look at them, Pale skinned, low energy people who are always cold. Yeah. I mean, I'm not anti vegetarian, I'm just anti stupid.
Right. And there's a difference, too, between the type of protein that you'll get from the hemp seed versus, say, from the soy protein that a lot of people have. I was quite surprised.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, the hemp seed are the great source of edestin, which is a very, very important protein that supports the immune system function. And then, of course, rich in vitamin E, C, chlorophyll, magnesium, potassium, sulfur, phytosterols, beta carotene, vitamin C, calcium. I mean, it, you know, the list is long. It's just such a, well, it's a perfect food, you know. It forms the basis of many of the Exela superfoods that we manufacture.
Right.
We have found that it's just the best balance we can start a meal with. So, for instance, the zoetine has a fairly large ratio of this hemp seed in it, whereas the something like the iridescent will have a much smaller ratio. But the zoetine you could actually live on. It gives you enough food to... you can take a scoop of that and you can go for 6 hours on just that one scoop of that concentrated food.
Right. Yeah, because it's a total package, right?
Yes. Right. So that's what we have. And I don't know how to tie it back together. I'm having a bit of a hard time staying coherent here and explain why it is that the hemp products are the kind of thing that a person should be eating a lot of.
Mm-hmm. Well, particularly if somebody likes nuts, like peanuts or almonds or walnuts or anything like that, this is just an ideal switch, because you would enjoy the taste of the hemp just as much as you would enjoy the taste of those nuts.
Yes.
It's not like we're looking at a major change and then taking something that, you know, it's good for you, but tastes, you know, you need to develop a taste for it, right?
Yeah, it does not taste gross, that's a fact.
Yeah, it tastes really good.
Yeah, you can take your own handful. Anyway, you were actually drinking the nut milk.
That's right.
That's another way. I mean, you know, here's an interesting thing. Soy is quite famous for its high phytoestrogen content. Mm-hmm. So when you're drinking soy milk, you're actually turning yourself into a female.
That's why I don't drink it.
Yeah.
I stay away from it. I'm looking for something else, right?
Yeah. Well, you know, as a man, you certainly don't want to increase your estrogen levels.
No.
But even as a woman, you know, you should not be pumping yourself up high on estrogen, because estrogen dominance is not a pleasant circumstance to live with. Well, so what do we tell people? How do we get it? It's available in either the seed or in the protein.
Yeah.
And the hemp protein is green in color. It's kind of a dense powder. And it's usually about 40% of protein in that, which is just phenomenal. It's so much better than other sources. Like, other popular source might be whey. You know, especially among weightlifters and athletes and people who like to build their muscles, they always say, oh, protein, gotta have protein, right?
Yeah.
And they have scoops and scoops of whey-based protein mix. And they're not doing themselves any favor by doing that, because the whey is typically made from pasteurized milk, which means that the enzymes inside of that have been heat-processed, they're cooked, they're no longer in their raw enzyme-rich state.
Right, right.
So a breakfast based on whey protein is actually, well, you need to eat a handful of enzymes with it, otherwise you're going to tax your digestive system terribly. Whereas if you do the same thing with the hemp protein, that's raw, and it still has the enzymes there.
Mm-hmm. I was also thinking of the difference between you know, the hemp seed and, say, the flax seed, because what I've noticed because I have some hemp seed as well, and it's very chewable, it's very nutty, it seems to break down.
Right.
What I noticed with the flaxseed, unless it's already ground, which isn't a way I, you know, really think of taking it, I've got flax seeds, right, the whole seed.
Yes. Yeah, they're hard to chew.
They're hard to chew, and if you don't chew them and break them down, and, you know, they pretty well go right, their seed, they'll just go right through the system, right?
That's right.
So it's harder to get the benefit of the flax seed compared to, you know, if you do want to chew on it versus just taking something that's got the oil taken out of it, than the hemp seed, which I thought was kind of interesting, because it's actually, you're going to get the benefit of the seed.
That's right. Well, that probably wraps it up as far as hemp seed is concerned, you know. I mean, what more can you say other than it's 34% protein, 45% fat, 11% carbohydrate.
And which most of that fat is essential fatty acids.
Right. So that means that pretty much everything in the seed is just perfect.
It's nature's perfect food. I was just actually checking on the hemp seed frequently asked questions on the life-enthusiast.com site, and one of the things that it said there was that hemp seed has all 9 essential amino acids, which was I thought was very interesting.
That's important, yeah.
Yes, and that the omega-3-6 and the GLA that you talked about earlier is there. It's in the hemp oil in the optimum ratio for us, which is 2.5 to 1. So it's really balanced in a way that's optimum for our health. And it's just amazing to me that hemp isn't, you know, one of the top, of course, we know why. It's not one of, you know, one of the top pushed items out there for people to get their essential fatty acids from.
Exactly. Okay.
Cool. So, Martin, if somebody wanted to know more about hemp and hemp seed and the different products that they could get it from, where could they go?
Well, we have it on Life Enthusiast Co-op's website, life-enthusiast.com. This is in the health education section under hemp products. And if you want to ask questions on the phone, it's 1-866-543-3388 or 775-299-4661. Or if you want to hear similar conversations about all the different products that that you should know about, at least we feel strongly that you should, go to the lifeenthusiast.podomatic.com. where we have the previous episodes of these conversations.
Great. Well, thank you, everybody, for joining us. Come back and join us again next time. You've been listening to the Life Enthusiast Co-op podcast.